Thank you very much, and now you keep them here, please, because I want them to hear the cowboy songs that are going to be sung in just a little bit. Richard, are you ready with the fireman's dance?
We have done this socially. We have not done it special rehearsals to do it on a festival. This is a social dance called Christchurch Bells. We're going to do it only three times because we can't do it like we would do it at a party. Let you see how it goes. We do it three times through.
Just as easy. You've done it that way before. You two, four, two couples face me. Your hand in line of four. There's the center of the wheel. You're the spokes. Hold on. Now, four face this four right here. Four from the back to this four, like you've always done. Button on your right. No better than this. Hurry up. Now, look around and make the adjustments. Spokes of the wheel. I'm the hook. That's right. You all. You're off center. Both of the wheel. Go this way a little bit. Go that way a little bit. Now, the first two to gallop are the ones on the outside. The other two, you know. Okay, now go to it. Right hand across. Two ladies chain. Then you know what. What's the name of your fire chief?
Yeah.
Lou Cannon.
Hey.
This always has been had a stomp place in it. Fire, fire, call Lou Head. You Lake City people can join.
Lou Head,
you come on and yell, fire, fire, call Lou Head. Great, Lou
Head. Mr. Joe Thomason is a concertinist, and most of you have not seen this instrument this close up too. Joe is from Samsula, and with him are Richard Kersey, Robert Hart, Edward Kersey, guitarists, and all of them are of Yugoslavian descent, and they're going to do some real folk songs for you. All ready to go, Joe? Joe says it's been a great privilege to be here, and I wish you could have followed my right hand, my secretary, and me as we rooted him out of Samsula. We thought it was a great achievement, and he's such a great addition to the folk festival. I can't tell you how grateful we are, Joe. What are you going to play? Now that's not an accordion, is it?
No, it's a concertina.
And what's the difference?
This concertina is a German instrument, as far as I know. Back this one particular instrument was made in Italy. But the old time, the one I had previous to this, was a German made instrument. And it's particularly adapted to polkas and fast waltzes and so forth. And that's what we're going to play tonight. We're going to play Duchter's March. And we're going to play several Tyrolean waltzes. And we're going to play We're Gehen Da Linde Now. And the first number that we're going to play, we're going to play Dixie.
That'll give everybody an opportunity to stand up and stretch. Thank you very, very much, boys. And Joe, we hate to have you go home, but he says they've got to go because these boys have got to go to school tomorrow, and they're going all the way to Sam Sula, which is New Smyrna Beach, near New Smyrna Beach. Let's give him another great big can't. They're coming back next year, and we're going to have a group all primed and ready to do the polka. Maybe you could bring some polkaists with you next time, could you, Joe? He says they've got plenty of them out there. Well, now that's a promise right now. I'll get you all signed up before this festival is over.
Sorry we can't stay. It's about a 4.5 hour ride.
Well, we understand that. And here comes our cowboy, Robert Tinsley, of Brevard, North Carolina, the University of Florida. Just sing a little bit for us.
First number I'd like to do tonight is the Old Chisholm Trail. This is perhaps the most popular of all the cowboy ballads among the cowboys themselves. And even though this is a product of the big cattle drive between Texas and the Kansas markets, more than any other song, it was adopted by all of the cowboys wherever they were, including the Florida Cowboys. The Old Chisholm Trail. Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you all my troubles on the Old Chisholm Trail. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I started up the trail October 23rd. I started up the trail with the two you heard. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. It's bacon and beans most every day. I'd sooner be eating prairie hay. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I'm up in the morning before daylight, and before I sleep the moon shines bright. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. I went to the boss to draw my roll. He had me figured out $9 in the hole. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. Oh, sell my outfit as soon as a cow, and I won't punch cows for no dang man. Come a tie, I yippee, 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 come a tie, I yippee, yippee. The next song I'd like to do is perhaps the most popular among all Americans, the most popular cowboy song, that is. This particular song, Home on the Range, was thought to have originated in the state of Kansas around between 1860 and 1870. The great ballad collector John Lomax discovered this song around the turn of the century in a saloon down in San Antonio, and it was sung to him by a Negro bartender there. Now I'm going to sing a couple verses of it, and I'd like for everyone to join in on the chorus. This perhaps more than any other cowboy song has been adopted by all America. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. The red man was pressed from this part of the West, and he's likely no more to return. To the banks of Red River, where seldom, if ever, the flickering campfires burn. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where
seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Thank you.
I hope you'll come back real soon, Robert. I'm glad you live in Chitlin Switch along with me, because I'll get to hear you again real soon, I hope. Richard, are you in the Sicilian Circle ready? Oh, and that reminds me, a little boy named Smith who lives in Live Oak is lost. They want you over there by the Coca-Cola place, the drink stand, because they want to go home to Live Oak. Where are you, boy?
Ha ha.
Mr. Mack, I know you've been awaiting, but I've got a little girl who's been awaiting an awful long time from White Springs, Florida. By the way, the Sicilian Circle was from White Springs, too. And Linda Morgan is going to sing us a little ballad, a little song ballad called The Orphan Girl. Come on, Linda.
Y'all have to excuse the squeaks I make tonight. I'm gonna sing a little song called The Orphan Girl. No home, no home, cried an orphan girl at the door of a rich man's home. She trembling stood on the marble steps and leaned on the marble wall. Her dress was thin and her feet were bare, and snow had covered her head. Give me a home, she trembling said, a home and a piece of bread. My father, alas, I never knew, and the tears dimmed her eyes so bright. My mother, she sleeps in a newly made grave, while the orphan begs tonight. The rich man sleeps on his velvet couch, all dreaming of his silver and gold, while the orphan girl stands on his steps, crying cold, I'm cold, oh so cold. Crying cold, I'm cold, oh so cold.
Now, while the square dance team from White Springs is getting ready, we'll let Mr. Mack make a few remarks.
Thank you very much, Miss Bolden. The fact that so many of you here are here this evening, and so many of you have attended the Folk Festival since Sunday, gives weight to the fact that the Stephen Foster Memorial Florida Folk Festivals are here to stay. As you know, this is our third annual festival, and as Thelmer said a few moments ago, making plans now for our fourth annual festival. I'm sure that all of you will join with us in the Folk Festival Association with great interest in plans for the festival next year and in future years to come. It would be amiss if I did not say, on behalf of all of those connected with the Florida Folk Festival Association, how much we appreciate the interest shown by more than 1,000 participants at this third festival, representing more than 18 nationalities, coming here to the banks of the Suwannee River at home, made famous by Stephen Foster, to revive and perpetuate all of the fine folklore, song, and dance that goes with this traditional section of our country. And so, without calling any names of the individuals connected with the festival, let me say on behalf of all of them how grateful we are. We appreciate especially things like the Reynolds Piano Company has done to furnish the organ and the instruments with which for us to play. The fine coverage that we've received from press, radio, and television. And I want to let you in on possibly a little secret right at this moment. The Folk Festival Association has become so well known, and its fundamentals are so great, that the Voice of America, a program destined to reach behind the iron curtains to tell peoples of the world who are engulfed with things like communism what a great land we have in America and the great traditions that we enjoy. The Voice of America has requested and will play a 15-hour-long broadcast, which has been made possible by Mr. Foster Barnes back here at the controls, behind the Iron Curtain. So this is a program that will go worldwide. The Florida Times Union, the Mr. Bob Leahy that's here that's making motion pictures, and all of the other news, the TV, the press, and the radio, we're deeply grateful for making it possible to get the information to our people about what the Florida Folk Festival is. And you know, as we walk along life's pathway, we run into lots of big people. And at the third annual Folk Festival, we have met another person that we can refer to as one of our VIPs. That's a very important person. And so along with a person of that nature, there is a small gift that you can find, and we found it. And the Stephen Foster Memorial Florida Folk Festival Association wishes at this time to present to this person who has so outstandingly led this festival, organizing all of the groups that have come here and perform. We want to present to her a small token of our appreciation for her leadership and her interest in folklore and what she has done for this Florida Folk Festival. I present it this time to Miss Thelma Bolden, our director this year, this case known as VIP, something for a very important person.